Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the Good Shepherd. A Good Shepherd protects, directs, provides, and cares for his sheep. Jesus laid down his life for his sheep. No one can snatch them out of his hand. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Where is this, dude? Callaway Plaza?
Yes.
Is that the big football stadium? How many does this bad boy seat?
I think the attendance is like 55.
And you've played in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. All right, we're at Georgia Tech. We're in front of the football stadium. I'm talking to Kevin. Turns out you're the punter, right, dude?
Mm-hmm.
All right, before we get back to our you're going to hell conversation, I'm guessing as a punter, all right, you've got your primary job of making sure the ball gets to the right place, right? Mm-hmm. What's your secondary job?
Do
you have one?
Covering it, tell them down, make a tackle.
So you are responsible to still chase after the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been hurt?
No.
Really? Okay. How flexible are you?
Pretty flexible.
So you like your head over your foot over your head type of flexible, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the number one injury for a punter?
Probably like a hip or a groin.
You'd pull something out of whack.
Yeah, or your hamstring.
Do you think you're going to be a pro?
No, probably not.
No?
No.
How far can you kick it?
45, 50 yards.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's about 45 or 50 yards further than I can.
Yeah.
All right, one tip for every kid who's listening who wants to punt the ball further. What's the tip?
Focus on your drop.
I don't know what that means.
They'll know. It's all about your drop. Just got to get your drop flat.
Get your drop flat, which is when you release the ball from your hand to your foot.
Yeah.
And you kick it on the outside of your foot, don't you?
Yes. Well, it's not so much the outside. It kind of comes across. The ball ends up laying across your foot. It's kind of like the ball is diagonal when you drop it. So.
All right. I don't know what that means, but I'll trust you.
Yeah.
And that's going to help them. It's all in the drop.
It's all in the drop.
But isn't it also in like the weight moving forward? Isn't that the important part?
When you're moving forward, but then when you're kind of kicking and kind of transferring, you go up as opposed to going forward. Helps the ball arc up.
That's more important. Okay, so not to get all mathematical, but between up and in, what's the angle that you're going for?
Ooh, I don't know. People get real technical with angles and stuff like that. I don't really...
Because in tennis...
They say the 45-degree angle is where you get your best...
Because it's the weight that helps it a lot.
It's the physics of it.
Right? Is it more the weight or your leg strength that gets the ball down the field?
I say leg speed, how fast your leg's moving.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Okay, cool. Very cool. Thanks for the lesson.
Yeah, no
All right,
problem.
Dude, so back to the dealy, Bob, and your situation, just like everybody else's who's broken the laws. If we died and God judged us and he gave us what we deserved, we'd be in real hot water.
Probably.
Right? Probably, yeah. Okay, so tell me, what did God do so you don't have to go to hell?
Died on the cross. Sent us down here.
That's huge. That's the answer right there. Mm-hmm. That's the solution to our problem. We aren't reconciled to God, and so that God could satisfy His wrath and His justice, He poured it out on His Son.
Mm-hmm.
Your badness put on His innocent Son, and then His goodness can be given to you, so that you can be judged by God as being perfect, not because you are, but because Jesus was perfect on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gospel. The good news of the gospel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so here's the question, and this is the biggie. And you're how old? 22?
Yeah, 23.
22, 23. This is the biggie, because you're at that stage in life, you're a young man and you're figuring this stuff out, and how do you go from believing what your parents taught you to believe and going to church and just going through the rituals and actually believing it and why you should believe it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you become a Christian? Okay, so if Jesus died so that you can have forgiveness and be reconciled to an angry God who loves you, what do you need to do in response to the good news of the gospel? Do you know? This is important.
I don't know. What?
Have you ever heard the word repent?
Yes. Yeah.
What does it mean, Kevin?
Sorry for your sins.
Yeah? That's a big part of it. And turning from your sins.
Right. Yeah.
Right? So turning from them, not that you become perfect, because we don't, but you have a new attitude. You turn from your sins, you're sorry for your sins, you go the opposite direction from your sins, and you put your trust in Jesus Christ. It's not just acknowledging all this stuff, but actually trusting him like you trust a parachute. If you had to jump out of an airplane, it's not enough to just say, well, I believe in the parachute. You got to put it on. And the Bible says you need to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. It's more than just assent or sort of an effort when you're ready for it or convenient. Humbling yourself, turning from your sins, telling God you're sorry, and putting your trust in Jesus. The Bible says if you do that, all of your sins, past, present, and future, completely forgiven, gone. Adopted as a son of God, and he brings you to heaven not because you've been more good than bad, but because you've been really, really bad, but forgiven by a really good God because of what Jesus did. Mm-hmm. It's repentance and faith.
Right.
Jesus called it being born again.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been born again?
No, I guess not.
So Jesus said, unless a man is born again, he will not see the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not born again, you won't see the kingdom of God.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense.
Right. Dude, I know you're going to football practice, but maybe something to think about today.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Huh?
And by the way, just so you know, it's not about confessing your sins to a man in a box, okay? Jesus died so you could talk to God directly, yourself.
Yeah.
You can get down on your knees before God and tell him you're sorry yourself. And turn from your sins and put your trust in him. He will hear you if you call out to him with a humble heart. No excuses. Coming clean, saying you're sorry, and putting your trust in his son. And Kevin, the difference is you'll want to read his word. Here's what will happen. You'll either maybe have some sort of religious experience, and you probably will sometime in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go to a crusade, or you'll hear something on the radio or some sermon. But if you don't start acting differently, not to earn your way to heaven, but because God has changed you, then all you probably had was a religious experience. Your friends are going to go, what's gotten into you, dude? You're different. Your priorities are different. What changed? What happened? That'll be a sign, and your affections will change. It's not just keeping rules because you're scared of God, but your affections will. You'll actually love God and love his word. That's what happens when you get saved. So, dude, if it hasn't happened, repentance and faith. Would you think about it?
Yeah.
All right. You got a Bible?
Yes, I do.
All right, before you scoop, what are you thinking right now? You got a good poker face. What are you thinking?
Just heavy, intense stuff. But
it is.
It's good, something to think about.
Yeah.
See where it goes.
But remember, though, I'm not trying to be a heavy. This is actually good news.
Oh, yeah.
God's going to get you, but he'll save you if you humble yourself. So it's
right.
Good news. All the other religions say work like crazy and maybe you'll get rewarded. This one says you've just completely blown it. But I'm a good God and I'll save you. And I proved it by dying on a cross for you so that you might be reconciled to God. He saves man. We don't save ourselves. Roman Catholicism teaches you kind of got to save yourself. You got to work really hard, not commit any really big sins, and get last rites before you die. The Bible says repent and trust the Savior, and he'll save you. And he'll make you his creature, and he'll grow you and make you different so that he gets all the credit for saving you, not you. Hey, thanks for being a gentleman.
Man. No
hey,
problem.
Thanks for not kicking me.
Yeah.
All right, dude?
Sure.
All right, what's your number? Maybe watching on TV. Do you play regularly?
No, I don't play regularly, actually. So.
But you get in once in a while?
We'll see, maybe. You know,
what's your number?
69.
69, dude. All right, man.
All right.
Go get him.
Thanks.
See you, Kevin.
Hey, what radio station is that?
It's Wretched Radio, dude. If you go to just Google the word Wretched or Wretched Radio or Wretched TV, you'll find us.
Oh, so it's not, like, is it broadcast on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
On stations around the country.
Okay.
We stream it. You can find the whole deal.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, man?
Yeah,
all right.
Have a good one.
See you. Goodbye, Kevin. Once again, this is one of those deals where you witness to somebody and, you know, he's a nice young man. And he's never really heard the gospel before. And you can see in his face, he's just, frankly, drinking it in like water. How much is he grasping? I don't know. God'll deal with him. I don't know what's going on. But I got to tell you, when you finish something like that, you just, frankly, all you want to do is pray for him. And just to let you know, too, isn't it funny? We were talking about this and that, and then all of a sudden the conversation started getting into this whole hell business. What radio station is this exactly? And that's good, and that's okay, and that's going to happen in a witness encounter. You can count on that happening. Where it maybe starts to get just a little bit on the heavy side, and you might have somebody bail on you. Now, Kevin didn't. He was a gentleman. He gave me some time. But you might just have somebody jump away from you and go, you know what, I'm done with this. Was it last week or the week before that happened? The kid was like, I see where this is going, dude, and I want none of it. You know, I just realized why I wasn't panting on that walk with Kevin. We were going downhill. We're going uphill right now. I would like to beg you, if you've never... Now, this isn't the primary reason that we do this, or anybody that we witness to, so that we can get a buzz out of it, or that we can get a joy out of it. But I got to tell you something. You can go to a witness encounter dragging your heels, and when you're done, you can be clicking your feet. No, wait a second. How does that go? You can be dragging your feet to the witness. I could never be a modern-day evangelical pastor. I can't sling my cliches. You go dragging your feet, and sometimes you come back just clicking your heels. Witnessing to that young man, completely a joy, as he was drinking it in, perhaps for the first time. So find yourself a place where you can do this. It's Witness Wednesday at Georgia Tech on Wretched Radio.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Look, here's something that I've noticed, and maybe you have too, but it's really easy for us to treat our faith sometimes like a category. As Sunday is Sunday. Work is work. Parenting is parenting. And somewhere in there, you try to be a Christian, but it doesn't always feel like it's all connected. That's why Dr. John Krotz and his podcast, Integrated, is so incredibly important. Dr. Krotz is a pastor. He's an author. He's a biblical counselor. And he's a Fortis Institute fellow and the host of Integrated, and he is helping people see how Scripture speaks to every part of their life. Not just the spiritual stuff, but the practical, everyday, how do I actually live this stuff out stuff. And if what we're doing at Fortis Institute has been a source of encouragement for you, I want to ask you to consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Help us continue producing content just like Integrated that connects the dots. Go to fortisinstitute.org right now and find out how to join us. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel. You've probably heard survival of the fittest your whole life. It sounds scientific, doesn't it? It sounds like nature's doing its thing. But ideas have consequences. And that idea, it's left a trail. Our resource, What Hath Darwin Wrought, traces how Darwinian evolution reshaped the way culture thinks about human value and how those ideas were used to justify things like eugenics, forced sterilization, racism, and some of the worst atrocities of the 20th century. This isn't conspiracy theory stuff. This is documented history that most people have never been taught. This investigative series connects the dots from the classroom to the courtroom to the concentration camp, and then it brings it forward to today's debates about life, ethics, and who gets to decide which humans matter. This is compelling stuff taught very clearly, and it offers something the world doesn't, a biblical response rooted in the image of God. What Hath Darwin Wrought is streaming for free right now on Fortis Plus. Just download the app on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or simply go to fortisplus.org. A good majority of us are running two lives. There's the one where you pray and you read your Bible and you go to church, but there's also another life, the one where you go to work and do what you've got to do to cover the bills, or try to get your teenager to talk to you. And Todd Friel, well, he doesn't believe that God ever meant for these to be two different lives. His new book is called Go Serve Your King, and he walks through the parts of your life you never think to call spiritual, like your job or your bank account. And he shows you that Jesus is king over all of it. The whole point is being faithful in the house and the job you've already got. Al Mohler read the book, and he said Todd writes with the same energy that he has on the air. And he's right. You can pre-order Go Serve Your King right now at fortisinstitute.org/king. And if you order by November 15th, Todd will mail you a signed book plate for your copy. The book comes out December the 1st. Pre-order now at fortisinstitute.org/king.
God has given the church many gifts for the building up of the body. One gift is exhortation, the spiritual ability to encourage, comfort, and admonish God's people. Whether God's people are oppressed, confused, or in error, God has provided the gift of exhortation to comfort, urge, and correct them. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It's Witness Wednesday. We are here at Georgia Tech. It's like, oh, good, this dude is walking this way. Oh, I was watching you before. Young man, can I talk to you while you're walking that way?
You know what, you can talk while I'm walking, yeah.
All right, dude, the haircut. What's up with the mohawk?
Well, not the mohawk.
Why?
It's freaking awesome.
You think it's awesome?
Yeah, it's awesome.
You kind of got curly hair.
I do got curly hair. That's why it's more awesome. Is I don't have to put gel in it or anything. I can feather it, and it's good to go.
So this is the do that you're styling with.
I'm styling it for now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm keeping it through my fraternity's chartering date.
Aha. So it's a fraternity. What's the fraternity?
Sigma Pi.
And what type of fraternity is it?
It's a social fraternity.
It's a what?
Social.
What does that mean?
It's not like a honorary professional. It's just guys who have common interests, hang out together.
Is it a party fraternity?
Not so much. We do have parties. It's not like that emphasis so much, but...
It's not like Animal House.
It's not like Animal House at all.
You know Animal House?
I don't know. Who doesn't know Animal House?
Well, I don't know what they're teaching the kids these days. Good for you. You understand history.
I'm a film buff. I like
movies.
Okay,
that's different. Okay, yeah. So what are you studying here at Georgia Tech?
Material science and engineering.
Material science meaning?
Materials and how to, like, react when put in certain situations.
Keep going. Help me out with that.
I'm only a freshman.
That's all right. Well, you've got to have a... What do you want to do with material science?
Hopefully something with NASA, like helping develop materials or going to, like, building the new space shuttles and all that.
Is that right? Who's Wernher von Braun?
Beats me.
Dude. He's, like, one of the famous guys who really helped us get into outer space.
Yeah. Okay.
Why do you want to go there? What do you want to do there?
Experiments. Mess around. I mean, zero gravity has got to be awesome. Beats regular gravity.
So you want to go out there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, dude, so here's what I'm noticing with NASA. You tell me if you think I'm right. The NASA program these days seems determined to try to get out there to figure out how we evolved.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I had noticed that, and it's kind of weird. I mean, I can't just accept that we're here. I'm not a person of evolution or creationism. I just feel like it's really a combination of the two. But NASA, being scientists... probably more hell-bent on figuring out that it is evolution than creationism.
So you're kind of a creationist.
I am, but as a loose creationism.
Who do you think the creator is?
God.
Who do you think God is?
I don't know. He's like an entity, almost. I do believe there's a physical God out there. I mean, somewhere in the universe.
Uh-huh.
So I believe there is actually a physical God who can gather materials, like ions and all that, and send them to places, and with that... they can form life forms.
Uh-huh. So does this God of yours have a name? Are you a religious guy?
Not particularly. But I just call him God.
Just God?
Yeah.
So where could I learn about this God? Is there a book? Are you a Christian? Bible? Quran? Any of that stuff?
Combination. I also like to read religious doctrines.
But you're not a Christian?
No.
How come?
I don't know, just... my mom's Jewish, my dad's Christian. They never really forced religion upon me.
Uh-huh.
I just read the doctrines because I find the old stories interesting.
Okay. So what is the story of Christianity? What does that teach, based on what you've researched?
It's just be a good person, do good unto others, and good stuff happen to you.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like karma, almost, if you will.
It is not.
Yeah, I think so. I do believe if you
I've
do
read
good
the
stuff,
Bible. It doesn't say that.
It's like an interpretation almost. Like, you do good stuff to other people, and they're going to want to return the favor, and then you're going to have good things coming your way, which is karma.
Mm-mm. That's not what it teaches. Young man, I beg to differ. Okay.
I haven't read it that closely, apparently.
All right, let me tell you what I think it's about, okay? This is worse than a hazing, potentially.
Okay.
Would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Right. I admit that sometimes I don't make the right decisions.
All right. Have you ever told lies in your life?
Yes.
How many do you think?
Too many to count.
All right. A lot of them.
I'm a compulsive liar.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you lying to me now?
Nope.
About being a compulsive liar?
I'm
How would somebody
lying.
Know? You know, think about that for a second.
Oh, believe me, it's interesting. Because when I tell people that, they're like, are you lying about that right now? I'm like, no.
I'm not the first. How many things have you stolen in your life?
None.
Don't lie to me.
I've never stolen a thing in my life.
All right, let's try this one. Lusting. How's about that?
Not really.
Dude.
I mean, we're at Georgia Tech. Where's my chance to lust around here?
I don't know. Have you is the question.
No.
I'm
serious.
You're a guy, right?
Yes.
And you're
a very
telling
serious
me
person
you
in high
have
school.
Never had an impure thought. Now I know you're lying to me.
An impure thought that I've had.
Yeah, huh? Okay, and I want to ask about anything else further, like maybe pornography, looking at 30 pictures, any of that stuff. Okay. So, what do we got, two strikes right now?
Yeah.
For toward being a not good person?
Yeah.
Okay, how's about honoring your parents? Did you always do everything you were told as a kid?
Yes.
Dude, cut it out.
I am. I'm serious. They would beat me.
They were, what?
They've threatened to beat me before. And
why would they threaten to beat you? Because you were naughty.
I wasn't naughty. I just...
didn't do what you were told.
I was bending the rules a little bit.
Okay. So, you were like every other kid.
Yeah.
And you didn't do everything you were told, Johnny, on the spot, right?
Of course not.
All right. So, here's the question. Christianity. Remember, that's what we're talking about. Let's say you die.
All right.
God judges you. Every thought, every word, every deed. Mm-hmm. Innocent or guilty?
Overall, innocent, but I do make some guilty. There's some guilt in there.
Okay, but it's not an overall kind of
thing. It's not overall guilt.
But if you break a law, then you are guilty, period.
If you break a law, like, numerous times, you break a law once.
You're guilty.
Per se. You're guilty of that law, but I don't think overall, in the grand scheme of things,
well, sure
you're guilty.
You are. Like, for instance, if a guy rapes somebody, he's a rapist. He's a criminal.
Yes.
If you tell a lie, you're a liar.
Yeah.
Steal something, you're a thief.
Mm-hmm.
Lust, you're an adulterer at heart.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd be guilty.
All right.
Okay, heaven or hell? What would God do with you?
With me?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good thing to think about. I'd probably say heaven right now because I'm not that awful of a person. I mean, it's little things, but they add up. So it might be hell. I don't know.
But if the judge disagreed and he thought they were big things, you'd be in big trouble.
Yeah.
Because that's what matters. It doesn't matter what the criminal thinks. The question is, what does the judge think?
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So the Bible says all liars will have their part in a lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
For lying, because it's a big deal to God.
Yep.
All right. So, dude, it doesn't sound good for you.
No, it doesn't.
All right. We were talking about what Christianity is, right? You kind of said it's kind of a karma, do good, and it'll come back to you.
Yeah.
And I was saying, I don't think that's what it is. All right, before you go into your building, real quick, you've heard this somewhere along the line. Yeah. God should give you hell. What has he done so that you can have your sins forgiven? Because this is what Christianity is about.
Jesus died for the sins.
It's about grace. That's what Christianity is about. Yes. It's not doing good. We've done bad. We should get punished by God, but he died to save us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we'll repent, do you know what that means?
Yeah.
What?
It means feel bad about it. Be sorry.
That's part of it, yeah. And turn from your sins.
Yes.
Okay? You don't become perfect, but you turn from your sins with a new attitude, and you put your trust in Jesus and in him alone.
All right.
The Bible says you do that because he was punished on a cross on your behalf.
Right.
It's like your badness. You're the criminal. It got put on the innocent man. He got punished on your behalf, and all of his goodness can be credited to your account.
Okay.
So that you can be seen as perfect by God because of what Jesus did for you.
Okay.
That's what Christianity is about.
All right.
Not karma. That's kind of like Buddhism and Hinduism stuff. And there's some rules that, you know, typically if you behave, life goes better. But that's not karma because God's in control of everything.
Right.
Okay, so my question for you is, have you done that? Have you repented and put your trust in Jesus?
Not in a little while, no.
Ever?
I have before. I haven't done it in a while. I haven't gone to church or anything like that in a good bit. But I used to.
Jesus said that unless a man is born again, he will not see the kingdom of God.
Okay.
It's a radical thing when you realize, yikes, I am not a good guy at all.
Wow.
If the books were open on my life, boo.
Yeah.
It would be a bad day for me in court with God. And you humble yourself, apologize, and you turn from your sins and you put your trust in Jesus. It's a radical thing because you have to die to yourself and then he makes you born again. So it's really, it's like, I'm guessing, how old are you?
18.
Have you ever been in a near really bad car accident?
Not that I can remember. I was like 2 years old when it happened.
Yeah. But if you ever have been, you remember it because it's like, whoa, that was like a big deal. Same thing is true with getting saved by God. It's kind of a big deal when you die to yourself and he makes you alive and he changes your attitude, your heart, your desire.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you start liking the things that you never used to like before, like other Christians, reading the Bible, and the sins that you used to love, suddenly I don't want those anymore because he died to save me. It's the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me. So I don't know if you're like right with God or not, but something to ponder because 18, you're a young man and you're thinking these things through, I'm guessing. Like, what am I believing? Because you don't believe what your parents believe,
right.
It doesn't make you that. You have to think it through yourself. So what you just heard is the gospel.
Okay.
I can't club you and make you one.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to chase you into your dorm here. Just think about it, okay?
Okay, I will.
Because, dude, I don't want you to go to hell.
Neither do I. That would suck.
Yeah, in a very bad way.
Yeah.
And God doesn't want that either.
All right.
The Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So the offer is open to you, repentance and faith. You got a Bible?
No.
You got one online, though?
My roommate has a Bible, though.
Rock on. Grab that bad boy. Open it up and read the Gospel of John.
Okay.
Can you remember that?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, all right. Dude. I'm glad you had a mohawk so we can chat. All right, man. So how are you going to get into your little fraternity deal? Is it going to happen?
Yeah, it's already happened.
But you live in a dorm. This isn't a frat.
I'm a freshman. I'm not allowed to live in the house yet. We don't have one anyway, so.
They don't let you live in the house yet till you're what year?
We don't have a house. We're chartering. We're becoming an official fraternity.
Ah, you're doing it yourselves. All right, man.
All right, Father.
Hey, thanks for the chat.
Thanks, man.
See you. Goodbye. I'm looking at this kid, and who knows, maybe the sun was in his eyes even though we're standing in the shade, but they seem to be a little on the watery side. So that's witnessing. Sometimes you're going to get some crabby guys. Sometimes you're going to get some open guys. We're at Georgia Tech. It's Witness Wednesday, and until tomorrow, go serve your king.